what pressure could have been brought to bear on our president not to use the truth?
Financial pressure. You've got China with $1 trillion worth of T-bills. So enormous pressure from China.
All right, you're suggesting China was blackmailing the president, the USA?
Absolutely. Over the last 3 to 4 years, there has been heavy economic pressure by China applied behind the scenes on the U.S. dollar. And you can track senior U.S. officials, Treasury Secretary Paulson, Alan Greenspan, when he's chairman of the Federal Reserve, going over to China. The Clinton administration really set you guys up. Mm. The whole business of giving China virtually unfettered access to U.S. markets, China's building up of massive U.S. foreign exchange surpluses, U.S. dollar surpluses, has created a massive rod for the administration's back. It is very, very difficult for the United States to move unless and until that $1 trillion worth of T-bills sitting in China's reserves is taken out or somehow dealt with. Until you guys can park that one T and lift the threat to the dollar, it is very, very difficult for America to act with complete freedom. Now, we had the same problem when the pound was under tremendous attack during the Suez Crisis.
Why would the Chinese care whether or not we blame 9/11 on Iraq
But Bin Laden was in at one point. Bin Laden was in China in November 2001. Bin Laden goes into China, and the Chinese are very, very close to the Pakistan Inter-Services Intelligence Agency, which in turn is very, very close to Al Qaeda. China, People's Republic of China, is a strategic competitor for the United States. The Chinese knew about 9/11 in advance. The Pakistan nuclear weapons are supplied by China. That's Chinese technology. And we know that there were Chinese nuclear technicians servicing Pakistan's nukes, bringing them up to full operational status in the months running up to 9/11. There were Chinese technicians crawling all over.
Okay, let's say I bought that. Let's say I bought that, Michael, at face values. You've yet to answer why China would particularly care enough to essentially blackmail the U.S. administration into not blaming Iraq for its involvement in 9/11.
Well, China would absolutely not want the U.S. China certainly did not want President Bush to win in 2004. China has been working against British and American interests in the Middle East right from 9/11, indeed from before. If you think about Bin Laden goes over the Kunjarab Pass about November 2001. Bin Laden goes across the Kunjarab Pass between Pakistan and China in a convoy of Toyota Land Cruisers. They were playing the shell game, switching him from one Land Cruiser to another, just in case you guys picked him up. Now, China actually sheltered Bin Laden, and it's only after some months, early 2002, that we have Bin Laden moving back into Pakistan. So you've got the Chinese working against you and against us. You've got the Chinese working very closely with the French and the Germans.
Okay, but Michael, you still are not answering my question. Why would China use economic blackmail to prevent the U.S. administration from putting the blame where it should be? Why?
Because China wants Iraq, because China wants the West to fail, and China particularly wants the West to fail in Iraq at the moment. Now, the minute Britain and America get the truth about Iraqi involvement in 9/11 and get the intelligence about Iraq's connections to al-Qaeda out into the open, public support for the war in Iraq surges inevitably. That is why we went to war.
Which would be a goal of the administration, yours and ours.
Exactly. But the politics, think about the politics of it. The politics of that mean almost certainly a Republican victory in 2008, and that is not what the Chinese want. In the United Kingdom terms, the Chinese are much happier with Blair where he is at the moment. They do not want Gordon Brown to come in to take over from Tony Blair. The Chinese most certainly do not want the UK moving further away from the EU, which is what a Brown government would mean. So China's strategic interest is best served by tying Britain and America up in knots over Iraq, by making sure that public support, insofar as they can do it, public support for US and UK involvement in Iraq drains away. And this has happened before. Look at Vietnam. Think back to how difficult it was for the Johnson administration and then the Nixon administration to make the case for war in Vietnam, to explain to the American people why you guys were there, what you were doing, to actually carry out an effective military strategy. You guys knew how to win the Vietnam War. You got, I mean, American military leaders are not stupid. I've never met an American four-star or three-star general or admiral who I thought was even remotely stupid. You guys, General Westmoreland was a very fine general. You guys knew how to win Nam, but you couldn't do it. And the reasons lie in Washington. And
well, you'll get no argument there from me, but I you know, again...
But the same over Iraq. We're having the same difficulties. It is much more difficult than you might suppose with respect for the Bush administration to follow a policy which is in its own interests and which is in America's interests. The pressures on the administration are far greater than the U.S. public would understand. $1 trillion of the T-bills is one factor. It's not the only factor, but it is an enormously powerful factor because in practice, if the administration started doing what the People's Republic of China did not see was in its strategic interest, then the dollar could go. I mean, the $1 trillion worth of T-bills gives the Chinese enormous economic leverage, and that is not the Bush administration's fault. That is the fault of letting China into the WTO and giving China favored nation access to U.S. markets and allowing a huge trade imbalance to build up between the United States and China. And where you have where your country's currency is at risk, the practical constraints on policymakers are considerable. We have had that problem in the U.K. We had to abandon our Middle East policy in the mid-1950s because of constraints on the currency. And we had Harold Macmillan, the Chancellor, working closely with the Dulles brothers in Washington, and the British government collapsed, and we pulled out of Suez. Well, it was deeply in our strategic interest to carry on with the Suez invasion in 1956.
So essentially, you're telling me, Michael, so you're telling me the Chinese essentially blackmailed us, told us that, look, if you tell the truth about Iraq's involvement in 9/11, we're going to pull these bills, we're going to drive the dollar into the ground and economically ruin you. Is that correct?
That is, in summary, yes. It doesn't happen exactly like that. Somebody in China, only Beijing, doesn't get on the phone to Washington and say, if you do that, then we will do this. Pressure is applied internationally a little more subtly than that. But that's the long and short of it.